Holiday sales of big-ticket items are expected to be lively. Big-screen TVs are on a lot of wish lists this season, and at least some television sets are becoming more affordable. Prices on flat-screen models have fallen as much as 25% from a year ago. With many different kinds of televisions on the market, though, it pays to do some homework. NPR's Scott Horsley has a TV-buying tutorial.
If you're planning to put a new television set under the Christmas tree, you'd better start doing your research now. There's a lot to choose from. LCD, plasma, rear projection. What about HDTV? Industry analyst Sean Wargo of the Consumer Electronics Association says choosing a television is not a black and white decision.
It's quickly becoming a technology that you just don't go to the store and buy. You go and you talk to the retailer and say, here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to watch in my budget, because it is hard to sift through all the noise and find exactly what you need.
There's plenty of noise and plenty of television sets at this Good Guys Electronics store in San Diego, where Marcus Kuvason is a salesman.
The biggest thing was getting a lot of clients in are plasma TVs. These are these flat panel TVs that are about 4 to 5 inches thick, and they can be hung on the wall. And that's bringing a lot of people in because it's new technology, which always drives our type of business. And the second thing, it's really cool.
Rob and Kim Gubala just bought a 50-inch plasma TV to replace their old 32-inch tube set. The new model is nearly as big across as a Honda Civic, but it's only about 4 inches thick.
We found out they could mount them on the wall, which meant that when we bought our new house, we could buy it as part of the mortgage. Because they're pricey. They're still, you know, $8,000-$10,000 for a really good system. So being able to roll it into a really low-interest mortgage made it much more palatable.
Rob likes the big, sharp picture of the plasma TV. His wife likes the thin screen because it won't take up any floor space.
I just like the idea of having more of my room back. The plasma's on the wall, so we get a lot of our space back in the living room.
To buy a thin TV still takes a pretty fat wallet. Prices have been coming down, but big plasma and LCD sets still start around $3,000. As a result, they account for just 2% of the televisions sold today, but flat-screen sales are expected to grow tenfold over the next 4 years. Of the two flat-screen technologies, plasma and LCD, plasma sets are bigger and cheaper on a per-inch basis. But larger LCD sets will be available soon, and they offer some advantages over plasma, including a brighter picture and a longer lifespan. Many of the new TVs are designed to showcase high definition, or HDTV. Kuvason says with HD, the pictures are not only bigger, but sharper.
The only thing that they could do better with high definition is literally allow you to smell what's out there. When you're watching a high definition signal, it looks like you're looking through a window. It is truly like being there.
If you want that look at home, though, you may have to buy a high-definition tuner, which will cost another $300 to $800. What's more, only some TV programs are currently broadcast in high-definition, and not all cable and satellite systems carry them. For watching standard television fare, a regular tube TV may still be the best bet, while buying an HD set is an investment in the future. The future of home video is already on display in a Southern California industrial park. Here, next to a plumbing business and a paint factory, are the offices of Widescreen Review, a magazine devoted to the home theater enthusiast.
Now, watch the wires, and they have a lot of cabling around here. And these doors weigh 350 pounds. They're studio doors. They're totally acoustically soundproof. With this system, you can hear sounds that are very low in intensity that are totally masked by other systems.
Editor Gary Reber shows me into the magazine's performance studio, where Monsters, Inc. is playing on DVD. Reber calls this studio his dream system, with $250,000 worth of audio and video equipment that he and his staff use to screen DVDs. The studio itself is all in black, including the chairs, which have low backs so as not to block the surround sound. Reber admits most magazine readers won't go this far with their own home theater setups, but he wants them to know what's possible.
The better the picture and the better the sound, the more it draws you into the experience, and you just disconnect yourself from reality. The technologies we have
help the artist to deliver those emotions better.
All of this investment in big televisions comes at a time when Nielsen says fewer people are actually watching network TV programs. The pictures are big. It's the audience that's gotten small. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.